Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donald Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Letterkenny University Hospital is to receive a consultant dermatologist, having been denied one earlier this month. Government measures to address rising energy prices could be in place by next week. Meanwhile, bonkers.ie warn a further sharp increase in energy costs is now expected after damage was caused to a key infrastructure in Qatar. The Chamber in Derry says confirmation that Seagate has lodged planning documents for an expansion is very welcome. 80 jobs expected to be created. And two men have appeared before Derry Magistrates Court charged with drugs, possession and supply. Later in the bulletin, Mark's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 6:15. But we begin this evening with confirmation that a consultant dermatologist is to be appointed to Letterkenny University Hospital. Earlier this month, an appointment was denied. It's emerged today. That's now been overturned after representations were made in the Oireachtas and at the latest meeting of the HSE's Regional Health Forum. With more, here's Ryan Brody.
The U-turn comes after a refusal by the National Clinical Lead for Dermatology, Professor Anne-Marie Tobin, to appoint a consultant dermatologist earlier this month, saying it would be inappropriate for Donegal to have a standalone service. The change today has been described as a significant step. Previously, patients seeking dermatology treatment had to travel to Sligo, putting a financial and logistical burden on patients, as some faced a 2.5-hour journey each way. Councillor Declan Meehan said he welcomed the engagement from the HSE and Health Minister Jennifer Carroll McNeill for delivering the service in Donegal, meaning patients can now avail of care locally.
Government measures to address rising energy prices could be in place by next week. Ministers are to agree a number of steps to tackle cost increases at a cabinet meeting on Tuesday. The Taoiseach has confirmed the price at the pumps, those most at risk of energy poverty, and supports for the haulage sector will be among the key issues addressed. Simon Harris says they must be prepared to adapt any measures in the future.
I have yet to meet anybody in the world who can predict with any degree of certainty where this conflict is going to go, how long it's going to go on for, the depth with which it's going to reach, and therefore the full economic consequences. So anything we do, and I feel strongly about this, has to be in the first instance for a short period of time.
A sharp increase in energy costs is now expected after billions of dollars worth of damage was caused to key infrastructure in Qatar. Dara Cassidy from bunkers.ie says households are now likely to face significantly higher bills this winter.
There's absolutely no way that suppliers are going to be able to absorb all of this price increase. And if wholesale prices remain close to where they are at the moment, it does look increasingly likely that we're going to see gas and electricity bills for households increase in probably the second half of the year.
US President is labelling NATO cowards who have done nothing to keep the Strait of Hormuz open and protect the supply of oil. Donald Trump also claims the fight against Iran is militarily won. Meanwhile, the Iranian Foreign Ministry has told the UK that allowing the US use military bases that are British will be considered participation in aggression. Middle East journalist and analyst Borzu Deraghi says the conflict could have catastrophic consequences for the world economy.
I think it could be something close to catastrophic. It's not just that the Strait of Hormuz is closed and you have all these supply chain difficulties and all these backups and delays. You also have a situation where a certain amount of capacity has been destroyed because of the war itself.
Other news, and Gerry Adams is welcoming the decision by three RA bombing victims to withdraw their lawsuit against him. The former Sinn Féin leader has denied involvement in the attacks in England. He's also denied being a member of the Provisional IRA. The men had sued him for £1 in symbolic damages at the High Court in London, but have discontinued their case. Mr Adams has been speaking in Belfast.
I have nothing but sympathy for the claimants. I was moved by the testimony of the two men who came forward and told of their own personal difficulties and circumstances. I think they were badly advised, and the responsibility for that lies with the legal team that brought the case.
The Chamber in Derry says confirmation that Seagate has lodged planning documents for an expansion is very welcome, with 80 jobs expected to be created. It comes after announcements of investment and expansions from other businesses, including Dunn Stores and Vertiv. With significant levels of cross-border employment in the northwest, these announcements are expected to benefit workers in Tyrone and Donegal, as well as Derry City and its environs. The president of the Londonderry Chamber, Stephen Lindsay, says it's a very positive time for the city and the region.
Look, we think it is significant. It's part of a continuing good news story. I mean, we're aware, like others, that there's been a plan and an application in for an extension of the clean room, and that can result in up to 80 jobs. So that's good news.
And then the wider city region, you've seen stories like Dunstore's investment, Vertiv expanding their workforce. This is a good time for businesses showing confidence in the area, isn't it?
Yes, for sure. I mean, we had our annual president's lunch yesterday, and you know, our theme was strong Northwest. It's good for Northern Ireland and good for the island of Ireland, for the economies of both. And really those, as you say, things are on the up. Since Christmas, there's been the Vertiv announcement of 200 additional jobs. There's been the Dunstore investment of 15 million euros in Foyleside, you know, creating the largest Dunstores in the north. And equally then, there's the council's been leading some consultation on the riverfront development here in the city, and also the Strabán redevelopment that's part of the city deal, and that will give us a glimpse of the future as well. So, yeah, it's real positive in terms of the Northwest at the minute.
And that was Stephen Lindsay. Around 44,000 Irish people will develop cancer this year. That's according to the Irish Cancer Society, which is holding its annual Daffodil Day fundraising drive today. Emma Hart from the Society says it's vital that services are supported.
It's so important. So one in two of us will get cancer in our lifetime. And in 2026 alone, an estimated 44,000 people are going to be diagnosed with cancer. So this is a big day where we are asking people to go all in against cancer to help us to deliver the vital services that we provide.
Two men have appeared before Derry Magistrates Court today charged with possession with intent to supply, and being concerned in the supply of Class A and Class C drugs. 53-year-old Sean McMonagall of Clonaila in Derry and 29-year-old Gian Maria Margolonghi, an Italian national with an address on Lower Main Street in Letterkenny, are accused of offences on Wednesday last. With more, here's Donna Marie Doherty.
Police told the court they recovered drugs worth £100,000 after searching a brown bin at McMonagall's home, discovering sports bags containing around 5 kg of Class A and just under 1 kg of Class C drugs, along with deal bags. CCTV showed two men arriving at the property, removing bags from a vehicle. McMonagall was later seen returning wearing gloves and entering a neighbouring house. Both men were arrested later that day. Margolonghi was found asleep in the house, where police also discovered scales and drugs. McMonagall made no comment in interview, but provided his phone password. Margolonghi admitted to handling the bags, but said he didn't know their contents. Police opposed bail over concerns of reoffending and interference with justice. McMonagall, who has a prior record, was refused bail. Margolonghi, who has no previous convictions, was granted bail despite objections. The court heard he'd been living with McMonagall since January. Both men are due to appear in court again on April 16th.
Today marks 10 years since the Bunkranagh Pier tragedy. On March 20th, 2016, tragedy struck when a car carrying a family slipped into the waters of Lough Swilly, claiming the lives of five people. Louise James lost her partner, Sean McGrotty, their sons, 12-year-old Mark and 8-year-old Evan, along with her mother, Ruth Daniels, and her 14-year-old sister, Jodie Lee. Four-month-old Raina Ann was rescued when her father, Sean, passed her out the car window to passerby David Walsh. Well, on the Greg Hughes podcast, Louise recounted the moment that she learned the news.
He told me to turn my phone off. Mm. He just said, switch your phone off. There's been an accident in Bunkranagh. Have you been on social media? And I said, no, because I had turned everything off. Day saved my battery. And he said, right, go on, switch your phone off. Don't be going on anything. And we get on the flight and... when the flight came on the land, the girl across from me had turned on her phone.
Right.
And I seen that it had said, black SUV. Mm. And I knew you then.
So you knew that confirmed that feeling that you'd had.
Mm. So I ran. I got up and I just run. I just kept running. And when we got to the baggage, where your bags come out, My phone was ringing, and as I was running, I was switching my phone on, and I answered it, and it was Joshua. And the first thing he said was, "Are you listening to me?" And I said, "Are they all gone?"
That's unbelievable.
And he said, yeah, but... And at the stage, I dropped the phone and everything, and he had said to me, are you listening to me? Because Raina's in the hospital. And I said, is she okay? And he goes, I don't know anything yet. The police is here. He said, and they've just said that they're gone, but you need to come home. Promise me. He said, promise me you'll meet me in Letterkenny. Mm-hmm. And I said, right, I will.
And that was Greg Hughes there speaking to Louise James. You can hear that full podcast, of course, on highlandradio.com. It's also available on Spotify and other platforms. A special anniversary mass will take place tonight at 7 in Holy Family Parish Church at Ballymacrorty in Derry. Meanwhile, a remembrance walk will take place at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning from Buncrana Play Park. It's been announced a permanent memorial to Martin McGuinness is to be erected in Derry. Announcing the project with the Mayor of Derry and Strabane Rory McHugh this afternoon, the Martin McGuinness Peace Foundation spokesperson Aidan McAteer said they're still in the early stages of development but hope to unveil the memorial next year, 10 years after his death. They say they'll be meeting with a range of people over the coming months as the plans progress and will also be launching a campaign to raise the required funds. A man in his 70s has been arrested in connection with a suspected cockfighting event in County Monaghan in 2024. It allegedly took place at a home in Emmyvale on July 27th of that year. A search of the property led to the discovery of 85 roosters, 15 of which were dead, while Gardaí say evidence of cockfighting was also found. Officers arrested a man in relation to the investigation. He's since been charged to appear before the courts at a later date. Work is due to start early next month on measures to prevent further coastal erosion at Ballymastocker Strand. Last month, Donegal County Council officials confirmed they're working closely with experts from the University of Galway's Geography Department who have developed a solid understanding of the local challenges involved and will provide guidance on measures that can be implemented on the ground. Senior personnel from University of Galway have been in Donegal for meetings in recent days and they say a way forward is being mapped out. The issue was originally raised in the council chamber by Councillor Liam Blaney. He says the latest developments are very positive.
Thankfully, at last, after a long number of years trying to get this problem sorted, there has been a bit of movement. And the last time I was talking, I think I called for somebody with a bit more expertise would get involved. And thankfully, the council has got Kevin Lynch from the University in Galway up here. He was up here a number of times working with the coastal group a lot, a Thanet coastal group. He met the landowners, Donegal County Council staff, a number of other people, the coastal group themselves, to just give them a briefing on what they intend to try to do here to see if they can solve this problem that is over there with the burn taking what we call the wrong route and undermining all the dunes. And they hope to start early in the month of April to try and solve the problem that is there of all the erosion.
And very important that he has the landowners, he has the local coastal group, he has the council. Important that everyone is on the same page.
Yeah, it's very important that happens. And look, this could be a trial and an error as well, but at least they're involved and they wouldn't be there until they get it right.
As you say, work starts early April. Too early, I presume, to be looking at a completion date, or is this going to be an ongoing process that just looks at management going into the future?
It'll be, as I said, it'll be a case of doing what he outlined to us at the meeting and see how it works, and hopefully it will work. If not, they'll come back and try some other plan on it. But look, they are moving in the right direction with it, and hopefully that will be a success. I don't see why it wouldn't, with their expertise there and the knowledge that's within the Donegal County Council. Hopefully it will be a success.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, now stocking the new Donegal GAA jersey. Find all your GAA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
13 minutes to 6 o'clock. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donal. Good evening. We'll start with athletics. Earlier this afternoon, Mark English cruised into the semi-finals of the men's 800 metres at the World Indoor Championships in Poland. The Finn Valley athlete won his heat to book his place in tomorrow afternoon's semi-finals. Let's hear more on Mark's run with our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal.
It's a case of basically job done, and very impressively. He dominated the race. He was out in lane 6, which I'm sure he would have been happy about. And he seemed to be totally in control and knew what he was doing right throughout the event. And he kicked off with about 200 to go and just took the lead, and he was never challenged after that. So a 1:46, slow enough heat, but look, job done. Won the heat and into tomorrow's semi-final.
English will run in lane 5 of his semi-final just after 12 noon tomorrow afternoon. Maeve O'Neill has made it through to the women's 800 metre semi-finals too. O'Neill's semi is on tomorrow morning, while Bori Akinola will go in his 60 metre semi-final this evening at 7:30. Moving on to soccer, Finn Harps and Derry City both play tonight in the League of Ireland. In the First Division, Finn Harps make the long trip south to face Kerry at Mount Hawk Park. Former Harps captain Anthony Gorman is anticipating a tough game considering both teams have had similar starts to the season.
Kerry, year on year, they have improved. And if you look at Kerry's fixtures and results, like, they've also drawn with Wexford. They've also drawn 2-2 with Treaty. They got beat by Athlone by the odd goal, same as Finn Harps. And they were on the reversal of a 2-1 at UCD. So the results and performances have been quite similar to Finn Harps, albeit that Harps have got a victory on the board.
We'll have a live updates from Tralee with John Drummy. Kickoff is at 7:45. Elsewhere in the First Division, leaders Cork City go to UCD. Treaty United are at home to Athlone Town, and Bray Wanderers travel to play Cove Ramblers. In the Premier Division, Derry City are at home to Drogheda United at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. The Candy Stripes have won just 2 of their 7 league games so far. In the other top flight games, league leaders Bohemians host Dundalk. Shamrock Rovers are at home to Galway United, and it is Waterford against St Pat's at the RSC. In the NIFL Championship tonight, Institute play Loughgall, and in the Premiership, Carrick Rangers play Linfield and Glenavon go up against Larne. Ulster get their FAI Interprovincial Tournament underway tonight at Ballyar. Gary Duffy's side face Munster in their first game at Donegal League HQ from 7 o'clock. There are also 2 games in the Donegal League this evening. Curragh Athletic face Letterbarrow Celtic in the Donegal Physiotherapy and Performance Centre Division 2, while Gidore United play league leaders Capri Rovers in the Finn Travel Saturday Division 3. Cross Channel, Manchester United know a win at Bournemouth tonight will ensure they'll hold on to third place in the Premier League going into the next international break. An impressive run of form under interim boss Michael Carrick has turned them into genuine contenders for Champions League qualification. But the former United midfielder isn't getting too far ahead of himself.
It's a real balance between having the confidence in the group and believing in what we're doing is going to be the right thing, but understanding that it doesn't necessarily mean you've cracked it, you know, and getting carried away. So I'm definitely one for keeping my feet on the ground and understanding that.
In rugby, having both registered bonus point wins last weekend, Ulster and Connacht meet in a URC Inter-Pro Derby in Belfast tonight. Third place Ulster have won each of the last 4 meetings between the sides, and Connacht are hoping to win their first Inter-Pro since 2024. Bundiaki starts for Connacht, with Jacob Stockdale starting in centre for Ulster. In Gaelic Games, it is a big weekend for our inter-county Donegal teams, with the senior men, senior hurlers and the senior ladies teams all in action. The men's footballers travel to Clonus to face Monaghan on Sunday, knowing that a win will seal their spot in the National Football League Division 1 final at Croke Park. I spoke to Ryan Ferry of the Donegal News on the Score programme last night, and Ryan says Monaghan have had a very poor campaign.
It's hard to say, you know, until we see the team sheets, how it'll shape up. But like, Conor McCahill picked up a knock in that under-20 game last night, so you'd probably be expecting he won't play. Finbar Rorty was rested last night, so does that indicate that he will be featuring in Clonus? I would suggest it possibly does. So, yeah, I think Donegal will go into the game as strong favourites. I know Jim McGuinness said last week that he wasn't overly bothered whether they reached the league final or not. But, you know, looking at it, Monaghan have had a poor league. Like, they're, you know, they've lost all their 6 games. They've got a -63 score difference after 6 matches, which it makes for poor reading. Like,
we'll have full live match coverage of that game in Clonus on Sunday afternoon with Pádraig Kilfordy and Brendan Kilcoyne, who will be live from the throw-in at 3:30. The hurlers similarly know a win over a strong Roscommon team tomorrow would seal their place in the Division 3 National Hurling League final. And the Donegal Ladies have had a promising league campaign in Division 2 of the National Ladies Football League. James Daly's side play Tipperary in Clonmel on Sunday. Finally, for now, in Formula 1, Audi team principal Jonathan Wheatley has stepped down for personal reasons. Mattia Binotto will combine his role as head of the organisation by taking on his job. The team says its future structure will be fully defined at a later stage, with the ambition of challenging for championship titles by 2030. That is all from the Sports Desk for today. But don't forget to tune in for live updates from the Finn Harps game in Kerry from 7:45. Back to you, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. Bunkrana's Children Charity has launched a new volunteer panel. The group says the initiative is a chance for the community to get involved with the charity during its 10th anniversary year. With more, here's Siobhan McGuire.
Buncrana's children's charity is calling on people from across Inishowen to help local families by joining the panel, with the initiative offering a way for people to help the charity without the need to commit to a formal committee role. Volunteers will have the opportunity to assist at community events, fundraising activities and charity initiatives whenever their schedule allows. The panel was launched on the 10th anniversary year of the charity. Chairperson Adrian McMyler believes the new volunteer panel will give more people the opportunity to get involved in a way that suits their lives. To join the volunteer panel, volunteers must be 18 or older and complete a Garda vetting through the charity. More details on how to join are available on the Highland Radio website.
Agus anois an nuacht a léamh ag Colm Ferriter.
Sé mar maithas a Colm Ferriter in seán na príomh scéaltaí. Tá barú faoin gcéalaige a measc an ís óg de réir mór staidéir náisiúnta nua a rinne a mara a taidirí i gcóir le Gaelchalter agus udras na Gaeltachta. Renew en yuhu yarki an phobl I leith na changa agus na Gaeltachta sa taidja a renew le len mina nolag a nari. Hog nis mona leachta na fragrori le fys gova level egan leifachta aku agus dja rair lian an santosa da ghini fwaesta o fod fwaed na chira gar wailio fiawas a chur ar a gaj gaelige. Ta sa sa Ag brach go hana ladger a mas na glunta oga le trí cathrú a fwi a won trochas a cúig blian na dís da ran fartíhe ag léru gur mian lo bar fios a carla skela na changa saku. Ta glóir na gael an is se glacu le hanyam na handa an trí óg na blian a fíhe fios a sé gradam specialta a tamar chodj den skim náisiúnta ahantas gradam gró na hérin. Janan gradam kaluru arini oga ata egbunch usaja asan gelige arvali sauliaha practicula agus spragula agus ata kodju la tohi lager a hahu don gelige is seal agus angno agus na fentriokta enyerin. Be kaluru egonadiv padri gidor eran ortoladami ebran emliana. Agus as a fihiblian and egfwas and tegil at ha an kelurushin to gau olus eg INP bonka IE na eg onad neof padrig door. Agus be skultahe o ahan karn don kuiga olu eran ardan eg an grianan arachlan an grianan eger jamartagus jikidinye shahoginye la hai. An comortus crave olu skuldramiacta fihe fihe sashe. Te gach olus egg an sieve the hudge common skuldramiacta agus egg araclan and grianan and lecher kennen. Shimma hudge eligulier slan agus banacht.
Gramilohag gath column agus anish on Einshire. But Aaron, tell us that it'll remain bright this evening with a light southerly or variable breeze. Tonight it'll be dry with clear spells, becoming a little cloudier in the northwest. Lowest overnight temperature 0 to 4 degrees Celsius in near calm conditions. Areas of mist and fog forming with a touch of grass frost locally. Tomorrow another dry day with spells of sunshine, hazy at times. Cloudier in the northwest, a chance of some coastal fog forming at times. Top temperatures tomorrow 11 to 15 degrees Celsius in mostly light, southwest or variable breeze. Taking a look at the closing headlines, and Letterkenny University Hospital is to receive a consultant dermatologist after being denied an appointment earlier this month. It's emerged that decision was overturned after representations were made in the Oireachtas and at the latest meeting of the HSE's Regional Health Forum. Government measures to address rising energy prices could be in place by next week. Ministers are due to agree a number of steps at a cabinet meeting on Tuesday. The Taoiseach says they will be short-term measures. He says no one can predict what's going to happen in the future. We're back with news headlines again at 7 o'clock. In the interim, check all the day's news on highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening.
The obituary notices this Friday evening, March the 20th. The death has occurred of Jared Crossan, Rooskey, Quigley's Point. Jared's remains will leave Eamon McLaughlin's funeral home this evening at 7pm, going to his home. Funeral from there on Monday at 10:30am. For 11am Requiem Mass in St Columbus Church, Drung, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family time from 11pm to 11am. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Sinead McGinley, Leeds, and formerly of the Five Points Killybegs. Remains are reposing at McBrearty's funeral home Killybegs on Sunday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m, followed by removal to her family home. House private, please. Removal on Monday to St. Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for 11 a.m. funeral mass, followed by private cremation at Lakeland's Crematorium Cavan. Mass will be streamed on mcn.live. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu if desired to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust via any family member. The death has taken place of Mary Levy, née Diver, 4 Moyle View, Milford, and formerly of Mindoran Clonmany. House private to family only. Removal from there tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. to St. Peter's Church, Milford, arriving at 5 p.m. for prayers and to repose overnight. Funeral mass on Sunday at 11 a.m. Interment afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of Joe Mulligan, Durnamanshire. Joe will repose at McGlynn's funeral home, Dunglow, today. Rosary at 8 p.m, followed by removal to his family home in Durnamanshire. Reposing at his home in Durnamanshire tomorrow from 12 noon with rosary at 8 p.m. Funeral mass on Sunday at 1 p.m. in St. Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, followed by burial afterwards in the old graveyard, Annagree. Family time after the rosary and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Dunglow Community Hospital. Funeral mass can be viewed on the Annagree Parish Facebook page. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.